Dermot and Dave.
Conversation, crack,
and the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Today FM.
Dave's World. Dave's World. If we don't let him do it, he gets ratty.
Okay, Dave's World, a bit of a show where I get to do whatever the hell I want. What I'm going to do today is talk about my World Cup, because Dermot agreed to take part in one of my World Cups on my Instagram. He's not a fan of my World Cups on Instagram. In fact, he's not a fan of my Instagram at all.
Look, I tolerate them. You know, I don't get as excited about, you know, everyone's favourite chocolate from the 80s as you would. Or
ooh, good best suggestion.
Yeah,
that's the next one.
Best ice cream or villains, you know. So I'm polite and I feign interest from time to time.
He doesn't even follow me on Instagram, just so everyone can be aware of that.
What?
We're literally best friends. I've introduced him to every piece of social media he's ever understood in his life, but he still decided at what to start. Oh, I'm not going to follow you.
And he hasn't. I just did it to annoy him at the start, and it just never stops being funny.
No, it doesn't.
It's funny.
It's funny. Yeah. So at Dave Today FM is where you'll find me. At Dermot Today FM is where you'll find him. The other voice you're hearing is our Cahal, who's jumped in. Cahal, I've got something for you in a few minutes' time in this chat. I want to bring it to you. It's something you've got to shed light on. But the World Cup that I grabbed Dermot in for is not happening this week. This week is a cheese World Cup. So all the cheese songs are happening this week. Dermot is curating a list for me, which he'll have next week, which will be all the cracker songs.
I couldn't stand by. I didn't want to get involved, but I could not stand by and let a cheese World Cup happen without having the opposite of the cracker. I just couldn't let that
happen. Shout out to the person who messaged me last night and went, "Oh, I thought it was a cheese World Cup." They actually thought it was cheddar against Wensleydale against Brie, which isn't a bad idea. I'll go for that.
That's a terrible idea.
I want to bring some of the matches in the Cheese World Cup, because this is, some of them are super close. The closest match so far is this. Against this. Not easy. Not an easy decision. And so it's proving on the votes. Brian and Shania. No, that's not Brian and Shania. Spice and Rick. Spice Girls. Wannabe going up against Rick Astley.
You'd have to go Rick for that, wouldn't you?
See, super tight. I'm not saying what the scores are. I'm just saying it's tight. Okay, I'm just saying it's tight. Then Brian and Shania. Up against Shania's Man, I Feel Like a Woman. Not easy to decide in those ones. Cahal, I got an email. I got a message on Instagram, and it says the following. It says, it's from Niamh Brown. Do you remember Niamh?
Yeah, this is going to, I'm going to say something to do with the Venga Boys.
No. Niamh Brown says, ask Cahal Minogue about performing one of your cheese songs in the Cashel pantomime.
Oh, yeah.
I have video evidence if you need it. And the song is Ricky Martin's Livin' La Vida Loca, Cahal Minogue.
She didn't send you a video now, did she?
She might.
God.
No, she hasn't. She hasn't sent you a video. Not yet.
Yeah.
Not yet.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah.
So what's the story? You did Ricky Martin. That's a tough call.
Yeah, it was tough. It was tough going, especially on like the fourth night after late nights after the show.
And were you dancing at the same time?
No, I was kind of at the side, black shirt, kind of, you know, buttoned down
yeah,
the way,
yeah.
And just belting it out. And then there was like dancers around me because I couldn't dance. It's a fierce belter of a tune now. It's not one people be breaking out now at a party.
But
singing.
My favorite two games that are happening at the moment are this. It's party time. What minute we can lose? Against the Irish lads. Because I don't know what way I'd vote in that. I genuinely don't. I would struggle with that. But also, and the computer chooses the games. I don't choose the games. But it put 5... against 6. Right? Boys with a power to rock you, blowing your mind, so you gotta get into. Against.
I think that song is probably the cheesiest of all the songs.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
The melody
that
of
has
it is
to, that
super
has to win
cheese.
That match.
And I need to say something as well to the people who are playing along. Cheese is not an insult. Okay, there's a lot of people messaging me being going, how dare you call that song? No, cheese is a wonderful badge of honor. It's a guilty pleasure. It's a song that gets you up out of your seat and gets you going crazy.
You told Shania Twain insult. Her music was cheese. She was not pleased.
Shania doesn't understand cheese. Anyway, the cheese World Cup is currently going on my Instagram at DaveTodayFM. There's also a playlist of all 32 songs which you can get up on my Instagram if you want to go and have a listen to it. The cracker one will happen next week after we crown a winner to the Cheese World Cup, and then we will pit the best of the cheese against the best of the cracker. Ooh. In an incredible third week World Cup.
Do you have a favourite? Are you allowed?
But I'm not allowed to say. I have a favourite for every World Cup. And by the way, I'll point out, my favourite loses pretty much in the first round of every single World Cup.
Good.
So I'm more disappointed than everybody else.
You're definitely NSYNC on Backstreet Boys, aren't you? I mean, that's kind of a given. Backstreet Boys, I would say.
Would you? I couldn't possibly leave any hints. Like, it's Today FM. Yeah,
Dermot and Dave. Weekdays from 9 a.m. Today.